Small circle, big dreams. Okay, I hope you're having an amazing day wherever you are, but these words have been planted on my heart lately, and there's so many reasons why, so I'll get a little bit more into that. But small circle, big dreams. Motherhood brings with it, I mean, so many blessings and just becoming the best version of you as a woman. But the reality is that our needs, or maybe the way that we meet our needs, continue to shift in new ways as we are really thinking more often about our families and nurturing our children and our relationships and keeping up in our career. And I find that for a lot of women, our relationships, our friendships, sisterhood seems to go on the back burner. So today's podcast episode, I really hope will just pour some, I don't know, life over your heart of what friendship and what sisterhood really could mean. If you're finding yourself either missing that piece completely, maybe feeling a little isolated, not knowing where to find your people as you continue to evolve. And I do have some great ways that I really think that you'll be able to pour a little bit more energy and love and intention into that. So let's get to today's episode. Welcome to the Thrive With Me podcast. Imagine waking up each day truly excited about how you show up as a wife, mother, and ambitious woman, feeling clarity and confidence in how you design a life that you love and define success on your own terms. Hey, I'm your host, Natasha Bell, and this podcast is for the modern, ambitious woman ready to rise in health, community, and faith in her calling while having a lot of fun. Each week, two new episodes, and they are here to inspire you to dream a little bigger and to propel you forward in the life you are creating. We are choosing vibrant, whole health over burnout and overwhelm, a powerful mindset, building a strong spiritual foundation, and doing it with the best community of women who are here to cheer you on. And we are going to learn so much together from impactful interviews with women just like you who are building families, careers, and legacies. It's my mission to cheer you on, see you win, and magnify the voices and gifts of women in our community. Let's go. Welcome back. I'm excited about this conversation, and it's something that I have really been thinking a lot about lately. I think because, well, first and foremost, every single day I get to create community. That's like what I love doing. I love connecting people to other people, and I mean, really just supporting people as they go after their, you know, their dreams and the things that are on their heart. But I think where a lot of this actually stemmed from, if I'm reflecting, was really just the fact that I celebrated my 40th birthday, much to my husband's probably joy in a small way. The month of celebrations are now over, but I have just been reminded over this last month of all of these sweet gatherings and parties and calls and texts and all the things that I feel so immensely blessed for the solid friendships and relationships that I have personally. And I think as I reflect and I learn more about other people just from life's experiences, I know that this isn't true for everybody. And I want you to feel some of that because, I mean, the reality is friendships can sometimes bring with it some drama, right? And I think that some of us have maybe a level of hurt that have happened within friendships and relationships. And as I look at, you know, the whole health picture of somebody I'm working with, or when I look at the whole picture of happiness and joy and passion and excitement with any woman that is excited in her career, I feel that this is a really, well, I know it's a very key component to overall well-being. And so if you're feeling a little isolated, which a lot of people are after the last many years, and just the way that our life is, I mean, so much of living, if you choose to allow it to be, is online, right? It's virtual. And there is a time and a place for that. I love the ability to actually create relationships and virtual friendships with people that I never otherwise would have been able to meet. But today's conversation is really centered more on connection and community. And I want you to remember this, especially if some of the things that I'm going to say or talk about and just touch on things that I've been thinking about land for you. As somebody who is very ambitious and as somebody who's going after, you know, big dreams, are you really, as you define what it is you're moving on and what you desire for your family, your home, your career, this is important. And I'm not talking about quantity of friendships necessarily. I'm talking about quality of real good for your soul, feel like sunshine, lifelong friends that you need and that you also help raise up. And so I think that I know with motherhood, there's all these different periods of motherhood. I mean, you know, you're probably sitting in a different one than I am right now. And there's so many blessings of that. But obviously, our priorities really shift when we bring a little human or multiples into this world. And I really think that we need to get creative and committed to how we nurture relationships and friendships and how we show up, but also knowing that they're good for us and they're good for our soul and that we're not holding on to things that are maybe toxic or hurting us. And so I really do feel this deeply. I've had a lot of shifts over the last few years too, within some friendships more than ever before in my life. And I really do, I've heard this quote before, friendships are for, or relationships, I suppose too, but are for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. So I don't know where exactly you are in this moment. And when I hear that, I even think of like, oh yeah, you know, when we were moving around with my husband's job, when he was playing hockey and we were, you know, different places in North America and then overseas in Europe. Some of those people that I met within our hockey family are still some of my favorite people, even though I don't get to see them all the time. Like, we live in completely different places. One of my friends, she lives in Sweden, and I was actually able to hug her in person a few weeks ago. Oh gosh, maybe it was a couple months ago now. I can't even remember time. Time's a crazy thing. But I got to see her in the flesh, and it had been years. And I mean, it just reminded me, you know, it's easy sometimes within friendships to feel, I mean, I hear people say this, you know, I feel guilty, I've been bad at keeping in touch or whatever. But it's like, sometimes you just have to acknowledge where you're at. And I think you can still be a good friend and not constantly be in contact with each other. So for me, that is one of the biggest blessings that I have had within my friendship groups, is there is no drama. I mean, I think there's just this understanding to me right now in my life, those are some of the best friends, are just people you don't need to explain your life circumstances or where you're at. When you see each other, you see each other and you're with each other. And when you're not, you understand and honor where that friend is at as well too. So I feel that over the last, you know, month and a bit of just all the birthday celebrations, I have just been reminded of how many of those people I have in my life. And as we create our community at Her Collab Co., I'm watching friendships unfold as well. I'm watching people make new friends, and I know how important it is just for happiness and whole body well-being, but especially when you are going after big, ambitious, scary things. Like, you have these things placed on your heart for a reason. I really believe that, because if you and I sat down and had a conversation, there's things that light you up that I'm just like, wow, that is so fascinating. Like, you know, it doesn't make me feel that way. And while we might have many similarities, that has been planted on your heart for a reason. And as I dissect the parts and really look at what builds a, you know, a successful and rock solid woman or characteristics or things in her life that really push her to be that, I think a lot of it has to do with who we spend our time with. And I do know that to be true. Like, your circle and the people that you are with does matter. because it shows you what's possible. It normalizes things. It inspires you. So if you're feeling a little lackluster in your relationships, friendships, and you know, you're sitting there saying, well, Natasha, that's nice that you feel that you have lots of great, amazing friends, but I haven't found those people yet, you know, or I feel like I'm growing and those people aren't coming with me. I want you to know that's normal. And I just wanted to maybe give you a few new ideas of ways to find those people. So first of all, I am like some of my best friends, my closest friends are still people from high school or elementary school, actually. One of my dearest friends, we met in elementary school. So I'm not for, you know, just like kicking people to the curb. I don't want that to come across this way, okay? I'm not saying that, oh, you're very inspired and motivated and growing and just kick those people, you know, to the wayside because they're not coming with you. No. I think so much of having solid sisterhood relationships is showing up and being in different places, but still like loving your people. And yes, it's very helpful when they grow with you, because I'm kind of learning that now too, that history isn't, just because you have history isn't always the reason to continue to pour your time, which is your most beautiful resource, into relationships that are not what you need them to be. And again, I say that with so much love, like it's not like you're dropping people, but I think you also have to just honor the season that you're in, where you're going to, the season that other people are in. And even if they aren't coming with you, that's okay. You know, you can kind of bless and release and maybe just spend less time with them. Maybe you're just not going to spend as much, you know, mental capacity, because having solid relationships also means not just showing up for somebody to be good for you. It's like you also are a massive part of the equation of pouring into them. And so I think when I'm saying small circles, small dreams, what I want you to say and recognize from this conversation is that within motherhood and within, you know, moving your dreams forward, your time is so precious, right? When our priorities are in check, it's a lot better to see like where do our times and blocks of time go. And I recognize not a lot of that is usually reserved for like girls' nights. Although there are people in my life that I am so in awe of how they prioritize this, no matter the season of life, no matter what's going on. And maybe you have those people in your life too, where you're like, wow, how do they always manage to do that? And so I think sometimes we make things more complicated and think that we are so rooted in our home that our family couldn't survive without us. And I don't think that that's the case. But I will say, like, when you're in seasons of babies and toddlers, I get it. Like, it's really hard to leave. But no matter the season, what I want to say is I do believe there are unique ways that you can feel that sense of community, that you can feel that sense of showing up as a better form of yourself because you have solid relationships. So if you are in the baby and toddler stage, which I don't know how many of you are necessarily, but for me, that meant like going for walks, you know, with stroller walks, or going and grabbing a coffee while still like moving our body. I guess that's a bit of a habit stack, hey? We talk a lot about that. But like, you know, a lot of my friends at that time were mothers that also had babies. It was awesome when it was some of my best friends as well, but I also found new people. Or going to, you know, kind of following my interests within motherhood was a big deal. I mean, even when I think back to my friends, I met them playing sports, you know, I met them playing basketball or volleyball or baseball. Like those are some of my best friends. So I think just by commonalities and common, when you have common goals, you're going to find those people that also like those things. So, and then when it comes to like balancing career, if you're working out of the home, or maybe you're working from home and you have kids and activities and all the things like we do too, you know, a lot of your friends will be circumstantial friends of just like who your kids are now friends with and who, you know, their activities are aligned with, which is also great. I've met so many wonderful people that are now really good friends, or people that I reconnected with that were actually... my goodness, excuse me, we're actually friends in high school or people I knew of, but now I'm getting to go a little deeper with these friendships as well. And I'm so grateful. And then I also just through career, right? You find, you pick up people along the way. So I think it's recognizing your capacity and actually what you want. So I feel like this actually brings with it a lot of self-reflection of like, you know, some people maybe are the quantity. They like jumping from different group to group, and that's great. But I think some people, more of us desire really deeper connections, people that, you know, maybe there is a bit of history there, or maybe you've just moved to a new city. Like, I know what that feels like too, like moving somewhere completely new, knowing nobody. It requires some vulnerability of just getting to know people pretty quickly, like it not needing to take a long time. And I think if you're somebody that's put into those situations, you've probably learned how to navigate that. Like, you can become quick good friends with people. And I think that there's a bit of an art to that, of just being open. So I feel like I'm saying this kind of high level, recognizing there could be some trauma and some hurt that's happened from friendships before. So I'm not, you know, I'm definitely not looking over that and not meaning to be like, well, just be more vulnerable. You know, like if you've been hurt, that's not real. You're not going to want to do that. But I think if you're somebody right now, you feel like you've grown a lot the last few years, which I think a lot of us really have. We've been, gosh, just pushed into very weird situations. The world is also feels like a pretty heavy place when you look up, and if you please don't listen to the news. I mean, it's great to have a level of awareness, but there's a lot going on in the world. And I think it's easy to be sucked into our phones, our devices, our, you know, social media, putting the needs of our families always above our own. And I just really want to challenge you. The heart of this whole conversation is just to challenge you to really think about your relationships and your friendships. And be honest with yourself. Like, maybe you're like, no, I feel so good in that regard. And if you do, great. You know, go when you are done this podcast episode, go text a friend, go send 10 messages to people that you love so deeply and thank them for their friendship. Give them a compliment. Tell them how much you value them. And if it's been a while since you've seen them, set something up in person to do something together. It could be something as simple as an hour, go get a coffee and a walk, go for a walk, you know? Oh my goodness. Sorry. I'm like, maybe I should edit this out, but this is kind of how I'm rolling. Okay. And so maybe you're feeling good. You've got the people and that's great. Maybe you're somebody that's like, you know what? I don't even know who my people are anymore. And I see you and I feel you and I want to give you hope, because there are ways to find people. And I just think it will require maybe a different approach, perhaps. Maybe a little self-reflection, just to see, like, you know, what your current circles are and who do you seem to be spending time with. And if that's not what you desire, what do you desire? There might be people that are in your life that you just haven't gone deep enough with that really could be those people for you. I mean, there's another fun thing that I just did actually with a few girlfriends of mine, like some of my best friends. We just desire to go deeper in our faith. And so we're starting like this little, we're calling it like a little Bible study, but it's very, like, very informal. And we're just talking about our faith and motherhood and marriage and just whatever else is coming up. And I mean, it's been so powerful, but it also required us to, like, you know what it's like when you're trying to get together with a friend, you look at your calendar and you're like, oh, every day is full. And my kids have activities on this day and this day, which we love. Like, it's so good. So we're just doing once a month. We chose like the second Monday of every month for whoever it can work for. And so far our average is pretty good, which is great. And it's amazing when you have that commitment in your calendar, you will show up. Like, you'll make it work as often as you can. So I think just like, yeah, really assessing, and maybe it's just pulling a few people that you already have in your life a little closer together for a reason. Like, maybe there's, you know, something you're interested in, you know, want to know about, like, just create it. If it's not something that's already there for you to be a part of, like, create it. I have some friends that love, they're a part of like book clubs, or they'll go to different like workshops. You know, that's what we have even at Her Collab Co. We're curating opportunities for women to come together and learn about a number of different things. You know, it's career, but it's also health. It's life stuff that just like serves us. So wherever you are, like look for maybe some in-person events or workshops going on. There's many free ones. There's also some paid, but I have a feeling if you're finding a common interest, you might just find somebody that's like, that's new that you might want to go a little deeper with. And I just think it's just so important for our hearts and our souls to have good relationships and sisterhood. And again, not being the person that expects so much from our friends to, I don't know, just a unhealthy level of expectation. And as I say that, I feel like you probably can think of somebody in your life that was like, it was really hard to show up for them in the way that they expected you to, which probably led to the relationship fizzling out. Because we're all living our lives, right? Like we're all fully living. And I want you to be so immersed in your life and in your motherhood and in the goals that really light you up, in your marriage. But I also want you to do other things. You know, one of the things that we love doing at our place too is like, even as a family, we host a lot of barbecues and pool parties and, you know, like potlucks. We make it so easy. It doesn't need to be a big thing. Like tell everybody to bring something and that's it. Like maybe that's what you need to do right now. There's some people that you wish you could see more. Set up a little potluck. How fun. People can even bring their kids. It's not that it has to be without your kids. So I hope that this is landing for you in some way. And I think that this, within this stage of life for many of us, if we're not very intentional about our friendships, there's a piece of us that is missing. Because I just think you need good girlfriends. And again, I say that knowing that there's some people that have found these friendships really hard in the past, but don't give up because there's something so beautiful when you're going through life with people that just different perspectives. I was so lucky. One of my other best friends, she lives in the US, Miss Amy, I love you so much. I got to see her a few weeks ago, just so happened, you know, she's in a very different parenting stage as me. Actually, I really do want to have her on the podcast so that you can meet her. She's been such an impactful friend that I met through hockey at the very beginning when Mark and I started dating. And she has shape-shifted and inspired me to no end over the last many years. But anyways, one of her sons is, well, two of them are actually in college right now, but she happened to be within a 3-hour distance of me. So she drove up to meet our kids for the first time, which is crazy. That's how long it's been since we had seen each other in person. But you just realize, like, friends like that, it doesn't matter how many years go by. And how you can support each other and learn from each other. Like, you know, she's gone before me in so many different things. So having that perspective of even people who are in different stages of motherhood, it's like, it's so valuable. And if I think of what my life would be like without some of these the most powerful, positive, amazing women in my life, well, gosh, I don't even want to know what that's like. So I think there's a few things, just a few takeaways here that I hope all of it just kind of pumps you up just a little bit to remember either you have amazing people in your life and how valuable they are. And maybe we just haven't been showing up for each other in the way that we needed to. So how can you do that? Okay, this is one of the ways that me and some of my best friends keep in contact. I don't know if I've ever mentioned this on the podcast. I can't quite remember, but it's called Marco Polo. It's currently a free app. We've been using it, I think, for a couple of years, maybe even a few years now. But it's basically like, it's like video messaging. And so you can create groups or you can have individual chats. And it sounds kind of crazy, but it's been so great because it is hard sometimes to get together, especially if you live in different areas or try to jump on a phone call with a friend, right? Like, I mean, I voice note back and forth with people, but Marco Polo, if you have a good group of girlfriends or even a couple people or one person that you just don't keep in contact as much as you want to, I really want you to look into it because I just have it on my phone. You can leave a message when it works. And we kind of just have this revolving door of a conversation that the understanding is like, you just catch up when you catch up on some of the messages. So sometimes we're leaving it, you know, as we're just driving and it's like leaving a voice note, or sometimes I'm usually getting ready for the day and leaving my friends a little message and catching up. So that's like a virtual way to keep in touch with people that you love, but it has been so life-giving for all of us in ways that I can't quite express, because you're just like in the loop. You've always got someone to talk to if you just don't have the time to like pick up the phone. So that's like a very random thing, but Marco Polo if you've got some good friends. If you desire to find more people, follow your interests and remember where you are right now. Like, I want you to have a standard of what these friendships need to be. In my case, when it comes to even career and being very ambitious, like I facilitate a lot of these things. So, hey, if you can come hang out with us at Her Collab Co., come hang out with us. You're going to meet amazing people just by default, because that those are the people that are being attracted into our space, which is so cool. I love the women that are in that space. And you're going to learn something new too, which is really, really great. And we have a number of different ways for you just to keep in contact with the community. If you're someone that's close by, I mean, you can become a member and be in our in-person space and get all the perks of the membership of just like CEO days and, you know, having like this co-working opportunity, but also the events, it's all wrapped into one. We also have our virtual hub, which we're still continuing to grow, and there's amazing women in there. Oh my gosh, we're having great conversations around health, life, business. We've got online programming to meet new people. It's a great place for women that are very ambitious and really inspired and going after some big goals. Because the other part of this, I titled this Small Circle Big Goals. The other thing is that when you are somebody that is really going after big things, those dreams have been planted on your heart, as we talked about, you also need to facilitate a community around you that is going to hold you accountable, that is going to support you, because not everybody is going to understand your goal. So I am saying that with love and compassion, to know that, I mean, my girlfriends do. Some of them are business owners too, like my high school friends, but maybe, for example, your high school friends maybe aren't the people that are also, you know, really desiring to create impact or income through the gifts that they have. Maybe that's not them. That's okay. That you can still have that friend group, but you can also desire to have other friends in the realm that are moving in the direction you're going. So, for example, that's why I host a mastermind every single month. We have one online and we have one in person. Or I would challenge you, create your own. Like, create your own mastermind, which is basically like the ultimate brainstorming session. You want to do it with people that really like get it and are going to show up and support each other, because by default, you get to tap into each other's networks and experiences and all these good things. But I've actually even done that with a couple of close friends locally as well too. They're women that I really look up to. They have very successful businesses. And so the three of us have actually come together and we're now having a monthly mastermind where we meet up for coffee. And that has been so life-giving. So I'm seeing this over and over again play out in my own life. And I want this so deeply for you, because I know there's a lot of people just feeling a little lackluster, not feeling like they have those circles around them. And I want you to think about quality, not quantity. It's really not about the number of people, but I really think it's about how it lands for you. And as life's happening, we're all working through different transitions. You know, like I know many people who their marriages are ending or are working through grief, have lost a family member. Maybe they lost a job and they're trying to create a new career and find out what that is. So each of those beautiful and hard seasons of transformation are going to require something a little different for you. And you do need good people to walk that out with. So, okay. I hope that lands for you today in some small way. Friendships are good for the soul, and having more people around you that can really raise you up and lift you up and see you in your highest potential, highest timeline, is one of the beautiful, most beautiful blessings of life. And I really do believe there is a way that we can work this in despite the fullness of motherhood and career and life and maintaining a home and all the things that we love to do. So I really just want you to be challenged to either go a little deeper with the ones that you know you're so lucky to have in your life. Set something up. Use this spring energy to do something. Send out some text messages to people that you really love and you're so grateful for. Pour life and love over them. Or maybe you're really going to work outside of your comfort zone and go after finding some more of those people. And if I can support you in any way, always come over to Instagram and let me know. I'm so happy to continue the conversation over there. So I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Thank you so much for being here, and I will see you back here next week. Thanks for being here, and I hope you loved today's episode. The next step is to take action on what landed for you. And it would mean the world to me if you could take 1 minute to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, come say hey on Instagram, or send this episode to a friend. I'm cheering for you as you take your health, life, and career to the next level.